Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Had a number of interesting conversations today with clients, and one thing kept coming up over and over again, and that's the importance of having direct conversations with buyers. Having as many direct conversations as possible with the people who can make the decision to hire you. And it seems like everyone's making this mistake. Really doesn't matter how long you've been in business. I mean, I'm dealing with people who have been in business for maybe a year or less. They're pretty fresh on the consulting scene. And people who have been in business for, you know, 10 years or more, everybody seems to be making this mistake. And I think one of the challenges is there's no shortage of places to hide. Like, there's so many things you could be doing that make you feel good about your progress, that feel productive, that feel useful, that feel valuable. And in most cases, they are. But not if it's at the expense of having direct conversations with buyers, with the kind of people who can make a decision to hire you. Because I think in the end, there are two numbers that you should ultimately care about in your business. There's only two. Everything else is window dressing. And that is revenue. That's important for obvious reasons. And secondly, conversations. Because conversations with buyers is the first step to revenue. That conversations ultimately lead to relationships, which lead to sales if there's a good fit. So revenue and conversations. And I don't know what it is. I know what it is. It's fear. It's the uncomfort, that discomfort rather, that comes with having those conversations. People avoid that. They try to do other things that make them feel better, that make them feel comfortable, because having those conversations is difficult and it's uncomfortable and it's a challenge. And so people avoid it. And I get that. But at the same time, don't expect your business to grow in a meaningful way if you're not having those conversations. Simply because conversations are the first step to the sale. So if you're not having conversations, you're not going to win new business. You're not going to grow your sales. What I recommend all of my clients do is have a weekly target on the number of new conversations that you want to have. So let's say, for example, you want to grow your business by, let's say, $20,000 this month. You want to close $20,000 in new business this month, hypothetically, right? And let's say each new client is worth $5,000 to you. Okay. Well, how many clients do you need to talk to typically to win a new sale, to win a new deal? Well, let's say you need to talk to 5 clients and one of them will end up becoming a customer. So 1 in 5. Okay. Well, if that's the case and you want to win $20,000 in your business, which is 4 clients at $5,000 each, then that means you need to talk to 4 times 4, right? So no, 4 times 5, 20. 20 people to win 5 new clients. Okay, well, now you've got a target. 20 new conversations in the month. You can break that down by week, right? It's 5 conversations per week, 1 per day. So now you know that you've got to talk to 1 new buyer, 1 new prospect every single day. And if you do, you can rely on the process that if you do that, you will win $20,000 in new business this month. That is so empowering to know how those numbers work out, because now you can stop second guessing yourself. You can stop worrying about revenue. You can stop overthinking it, and you can just follow the process and trust that if you put in the inputs, you're going to get the outputs. So I don't know what those numbers look like for you, but you've got to figure that out. How many new conversations do you need to have on a weekly basis to achieve your business goals? And once you know what that number is, then the conversation becomes a lot more simple, because it becomes about what do you need to then do to have those conversations? What tactics can you use to get those conversations? And in the beginning, it's likely going to be a mix of, you know, pushing and pulling, right? So, you know, pull with your marketing, keep doing that. Don't stop doing marketing, but also push. Go ahead and reach out, ask for the conversation, ask for referrals, ask for the next step, and don't shy away from doing that, because a lot of times, that's what's required in the beginning. When your marketing isn't converting yet, because you're building it out and that's important, then you need to be able to push to get those conversations by reaching out yourself or getting referrals from people that you've worked with. Bottom line though is know what your number is, because even if you fall short, you can close that gap, but you need to know what your number is. How much do you want to win in new business? And based on that, how many new conversations do you need to be having every single week? Figure out what that number is, because that is incredibly empowering. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.